Pass a joint to the cat he came with. Speaking the code, land lovers don't know the pilot language. Every time we hear you niggas bite our style, we change it. Every time we try to holler. My work ethic is so fucking strong, and by me putting out a mixtape every month and always putting shit on the internet and all that shit for the 7 months that I did that, you know what I'm saying, I always put music out, it gave people enough time to see my range. I didn't put Independence Day out and then take a break and just hope that everybody just get onto that, because I know people was gonna sleep on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially, like me being from where I'm from and shit, I knew people was gonna sleep on it, so I just had to keep doing shit so they wouldn't ignore me, and this shit worked out. So it showed people all the different shit I could do, because I told stories and all kind of shit. So I showed them that I had all aspects of the game wrapped up like.
What up, what up, what up, man? Welcome back to Steak and Eggs, man. I haven't talked to y'all in a minute and shit. And I'm just happy to be back because I'm so excited to bring this topic to y'all. And I think that y'all straight gonna like it, dog. So first and foremost, like, subscribe, follow Steak and Eggs on Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Audio Mac, Spotify, you know, the whole rundown. I'ma link the link tree, you know what I'm saying? And if you're watching this on YouTube, please hit the like, comment, share, and subscribe, and tell all your people. So first I wanted to come on and I'm just wanted to talk about, I had a whole nother idea of what I was going to talk about, a whole nother topic, but I felt more excited to actually talk about this one first, and I'll still eventually do the other one. But if you follow Steak and Eggs on Instagram, on Twitter, anything, you always see us discussing like the blog era hip hop. And so like with the blog era, what I'm talking about is probably, I would say that it's kind of in its popping lightweight kind of around the time of the MySpace days and stuff like that. Basically like early social media, when you really started having actual blogs and actual, like, before Instagram, you had like the MySpaces and the Bebos and utilizing Facebooks, but you still had like hip hop forums and hip hop blogs. And so like one of the main blogs that I used to go to was Two Dope Boys. And so you had Two Dope Boys, Hip Hop DX, Hot New Hip Hop, SOHH.com. So many of them, Pigeons and Planes. And you know, it was hard for artists to get their music put on these blogs. You know, you had to go through a lot to get music put on these blogs or whatever it is. But at the same time, it's like for the artists that you did find on those blogs, it was kind of like, they got to be popping. They made it somewhat. And I guess the prime example too would be like if you go back and really look at like those early XXL covers, I say from about 2008 to about 2000 maybe 11 or 12, like those are pretty like the prime example of people that were birthed out of that blog era. So I'm talking about J. Cole, Big Crit, Nipsey Hussle, Spitta, you know, Currency, and the Jet Life, Big Sean, Wiz Khalifa and Taylor Gang, French Montana and Max B. This is still that era where Gucci Mane was really killing mixtapes. You know, Jeezy was still doing mixtapes, but I mean, I guess like some of the OGs still were really active in the hip hop scene. And it's like, if you really think about the time period of hip hop in about 2008 to 2010, maybe 11, you know, when a lot of people had thought that hip hop had kind of like died because it wasn't in the 90s or early 2000s anymore, there was still a lot of dope music kind of bubbling in this time where it was like I don't know how to explain like the type of time period it was where it just kind of seemed like life was at like this weird like kind of stage. But there was like a lot of dope music bubbling, and it was a lot of dope music for what it was too, where it was like, you know, like everybody that was working out of Blue Rock when Dame Dash had Blue Rock right after the Rockefeller stuff. And out of Blue Rock, you know, this is where he had like Currency and Wiz Khalifa and Smoke Dizza and Big Crit and all these guys that were signed to Cinematic Music Group. And so, you know, you had Nipsey Hussle. He was signed to Cinematic at that time. Big Crit, Smoke Dizza, they were signed to Cinematic, but they also did a lot of work out of the Blue Rock offices with Dame Dash. And you had like even rock artists, like you had like artists like Cocaine 80s and all this different stuff. And so this is where it's like kind of like this melting pot of underground hip hop was really becoming like the main thing. Cause it's like when you really think of Gucci Mane, like I would say, like, okay, Gucci Mane was really primarily just dropping mixtape bangers, and that shit was probably hitting harder in the South than it was on the East, or it was probably hitting harder in the streets than it was in pop culture. So it's like Gucci was just really like this gem, like this diamond, where it's just like he was making street classics and dropping mixtapes after mixtape after mixtape. And he had Brick Squad popping with him. Like, this is this day and this is this era where, like, Brick Squad was really Brick Squad, where you had Waka Flocka and Wu Da Kid and OJ the Juice Man and all that, all them. You know what I'm saying? And you had to go on a website to really download the mixtape, like, the real full mixtape. So if you're a hip-hop student, you're a student of the game, and you just not a listener, like, no, you really a student of how people like put a movement together, and they really just put a million niggas on at the same time. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this is that era where a lot of this shit was like starting to bubble for real. Like Rick Ross was really doing his thing, where like a lot of people don't realize that before Meek Mill and Wale got with Maybach Music, there was another Maybach Music where it was just him and Triple C's and people like Mass Pike Miles and all these different artists. Like, it, you know, like Meek Mill was signed to T.I. around about this time. But all this shit like kind of still happened within like a small time frame, because around 2010 is when Meek finally signed to Maybach Music, right along with Wale and Pill. But Pill was another artist who was from the South who was popping during the blog era. Like, he really had songs on these hip-hop blogs that you had to find. So I'm talking about, there were so many artists that was cooking that some we don't see or hear from anymore, but a lot of them have really still been able to hold it down and grow. So I'm talking about, you know, like I said, French Montana, Max B, Waka, Wale, Dom Kennedy, you know, Stally, B.O.B., Charles Hamilton, Kid Cudi. This is the early TDE days. This is when Tyga was signed to Young Money, but he was making, like, he wasn't making, like, the type of music he makes now. Like, he was really rapping his ass off. Like, this is that era, you know what I'm saying? And at the same time, you still had Future in his beginning stages, you know what I'm saying? Where it was just like he was really just racks on racks on racks. And what's even crazier is that I remember Future's like first song, and I met him in a club with my cousin before, and he was like, yeah, you know this brother got the brand new expensive show, I know you noticed me. Like, that was bro's first song, you know what I'm saying? And it's like my cousin introduced me to him, and I didn't think nothing of it. Then it was straight just like, you know, months later, like, dude had a big single and he hasn't fell off since. You know what I'm saying? He's just constantly grown, and it was just like him just doing this mixtape thing. Then here you come with artists like Chief Keef, here he comes, and now he has a movement. And it's like, so I always just thought that the blog era was pretty dope, because it was like a form of nostalgia. Like, when you really think of nostalgia, you'll think of something like the 1980s or the 1990s. And it's like, you know, I love that music because it really takes me back to a place in time, especially for when hip hop was dope and it was growing and it was evolving. Like, it had to evolve. And so it's like, you know, I still go back and I listen to Public Enemy and Tribe Called Quest, and I listen to everything, Rakim. You know what I'm saying? Ghetto Boys, like 8-Ball and MJG. Like, I'm going from 82 all the way up till now. But I can remember me graduating from high school and my early days of being in college, and then just being out here in the streets and stuff like that. It was like when I needed new songs and mixtapes, like I was going on these blogs and it just was like a dope party was going on, because it was like a lot of young people trying to find their way like me, and they were able to actually get their music to be heard. And so it's like now it's a little bit like, yeah, it's more accessible because we have all these different social media platforms. But back then there wasn't really many social media platforms, so it was like you basically had to use what you got, and a lot of gems came out of that. You know, we got ASAP Rocky out of the blog era, you know what I'm saying? We got Casey Veggies, Freddie Gibbs, way before Alfredo. Like Freddie Gibbs was actually on a Double XL cover with J-Rock, Nipsey Hussle, Wiz Khalifa. Like it was so many dope artists on that Double XL cover, and that was the Double XL cover from 2010. But when you think of the 2009 Double XL cover, and you got Currency, and you got Charles Hamilton, B.O.B., and everybody like that, it was like, yo, like, man, it was like so creative. And it was just like these guys were young, bro, and they were like trying to figure it out, and it was like they had like the ability to get like such dopeness out there to the universe, and it like came back to them and worked for them, to the point where you still see a lot of these guys have some of these guys have platinum selling records now. Some of them are still underground, you know what I'm saying? And it's like I'm perfectly fine with that, because it's like I got to appreciate them when, you know, they were really just trying to get it going, you know what I'm saying? And so I always kind of like that, to be able to find an artist early like that, and you just kind of get to go along the journey with them, you know? And so I always just look back at the blog era, man, because it was like just a dope point in time. So like I said, from about 2008 to about 2012-ish, 2013 maybe, that was a dope time for music, man. Like Drake, you know, when he had So Far Gone, and then now to see Drake just be one of the biggest artists in the world, if not the biggest artist in the world. Early Nicki Minaj, Star Lito and Don Tripp back then, you know, like it was so many people, man. It was so many people. Young Scooter, you know, this is when Wayne was doing No Ceilings. Juicy J, here comes 2 Chainz, like to reinvent himself from just being Titty Boy, he became 2 Chainz, and then it was like he became like another big artist where it's like they're still dropping dope stuff. But it was like, how did you hear about him? Like, you had to hear about bruh. If that shit wasn't on the radio, you heard about bruh on the blog, you know what I'm saying? And so the blog era gave everybody a reason to want to be down with ASAP Mob. It gave everybody a reason to want to look like Wiz Khalifa. Like, I used to see kids, man, have the blonde patch and a afro like dude used to do, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people was rolling up blunts, then they started rolling up joints. But it was like, it was just like a dope era to really change, you know, the landscape, the scope of hip-hop and just music, you know what I'm saying, to really inspire a lot of people. And I feel like a lot of the artists that we get nowadays, they're very thankful for the blog era. Like, you know, me doing Steak and Eggs, us doing Steak and Eggs is just like us being appreciative of the blog era, you know what I'm saying? Because it was there. Like, you could have just fell off from even caring about music, but it was like this little small section that you can go to and you can just hear all this new dope music. Like I said, like a lot of people started getting hip to Nipsey Hussle probably a little bit before he passed away, but I got hip to Nipsey Hussle when I was 17 years old, you know what I'm saying? Coming fresh out of like toward the end of my high school until my earlier years of college and shit, like I had Nipsey Hussle mixtapes, bro. Know what I'm saying? When he had Hustle in the House, and I'm from RSC Till I Die, and I put that on me. Like, those very first Slauson Boy, you know, Bullets Ain't Got No Name tapes. Like, you know, that's nothing that I found after my man passed away. It was something that I found when I was in this point in time when I was trying to figure out who I was in life. And, you know, I was a young kid, and I was out here messing up. But it was like, these guys were making music for me to get by with, you know what I'm saying, for me to survive and live with and get out of the struggle with, and felt like that I could be somebody in life, you know what I'm saying, because I got to see and appreciate these guys do something great, you know what I'm saying, and to really start a movement and to have people like really fuck with them, and they saved a lot of other people's lives, and I think that that's dope, you know what I'm saying. So I'm very thankful for the blog era. So every time I see something from that point in time, you know, I get chills because I get that nostalgic feel from a point in time when it was like, yo man, like I can remember where I was at. Like I really have friends of mine who aren't living anymore who were living in that point in time, and we used to ride around to those records and have those conversations and used to stay up and, you know, try to download mixtapes or trying to record songs so we could try to hopefully get placed on the blog. And it was impossible, you know what I'm saying, straight up it was impossible to get on there, bro. But you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, when you can get Cabin Fever and Kush and OJ from Wiz and the How Fly tapes, and you can get Verde Terrace and Pilot Talk from Currency, George Kush the Button from Smoke Dizza, a lot, man, a whole lot. Like, just Yo Gotti doing what he was doing with CMG. Like, I remember when Yo Gotti and Gucci weren't beefing, they were like best friends, bro, and they were dropping mixtapes together. Man, it was just a crazy time. Like early J. Cole, the warm up, the come up, you know what I'm saying? Friday Night Lights, J. Cole. I'm talking about Finally Famous, Big Sean before the album. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like I was on it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was completely on it, man. But for me to you, I hope that you are somebody else that could appreciate the blog era like I did. And if it's somebody that I missed out on or left off the list of the blog era, hopefully I ran down enough names and enough to really kind of make you really go back in time and really think about like that early TDE shit. That early everything, you know what I'm saying? Some of the artists that we still have today, like, you know what I'm saying? And those were even times where it was still cool to go out and buy albums. But I'm going out on a rant, you know what I'm saying? I'm going out on a tangent, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, did you have your iPod hooked up? You know what I'm saying? Like, did you stay up downloading mad mixtapes to put on your iPod? You know, but till next time, man, thank you for supporting and following Steak and Eggs, man. Like, comment, subscribe. Follow Steak and Eggs on everything, man. We everywhere, dog, and we not going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? This is for life, man. I thank you and appreciate you. Peace.